unity or relationships in spiritual life that work. I think we all are eager to find out if there is some recipe that can help relationships to be strong and endurable. So I hope that with this presentation I will give you some inspirations. I will not claim that I have all the answers to this. I think if I would have, I could use my magical wand, and whichever community I touch would become a functional community. So that's something that is not within my power, but I can share with you a few things I've understood from Srila Prabhupada, and also some thought-provoking point from my own experience. And let us please invoke auspiciousness to this lecture by singing Jai Radha Madhava. Jai Radha Madhava. Just take it. Kunya viha yara ama tava kunya viha ri tera ama ava kunya viha ri. Gopi jana vallabha girivara dadi.
Gopi jana vallabha girivara dadi.
Gopi jana vallabha Yasodhanandana Vrajajananandana Nana Vrajajananandana Yasodhanandana Vrajajananandana Yamunatira Vanachari Tira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava
hava punya vihaji athava
punya vihaji
jaya radha madhava kunya vihadi Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Na Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
louder if possible.
Hare
Very good. Très bien, très bien.
Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hai Bo, Hai Bo, Hai Bo. Everybody, one more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
one more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Jaya Prabhu Para, Jaya Prabhu Para, Prabhu Para, Srila Prabhu Para,
Jaya Prabhu Para, Jaya Prabhu Para,
Daya Gaura Nithai, Daya Gaura Nithai, Daya Gaura Nithai, Daya Gaura Nithai. Daya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha Govinda Madhava, Radha Govinda Madhava Sri Radhe. Gaura Premanandi.
Jayo. Jayom Vishnupada Paramahamsa Paravaraja Gacharya Ashtata Satasi Simatis Divine Grace Sila Abhe Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishna Vrinda Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvashesha Shunyavari Paskadyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. In the year 2004, I made a surprising discovery for me. Up to then, even when I joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement, my mantra was, I can do it alone. My grandfather still told me when I was a child, he would take me out for walks. And the moment we passed the gate of the garden, I would pull my hand out of his hand. And I would tell him, I can do it alone. I can walk alone. In 2004, I was in a German hospital and suffered from, it's called sepsis, a disease which is the total infection of the body. And there is really no medicine which, when it's really bad, can help you. When it's really bad, one out of, let me say, people have to die. And in German hospitals, one out of five got the sepsis and it became really bad and they died. And so I was in an almost comatose situation in my room when the nurse came in and said, there's a telephone call for you. Will you take it? I had not taken telephone calls since 2 days because they exhausted. And I said, from where is it? I don't understand. It's in English. It's someone phoning from Hong Kong. I had no idea who it could be. And out of curiosity, I said, why not? So they brought a telephone in the room, and on the other side was a well-known friend. The voice said, how are you doing? I said, not totally okay, Maharaj. It was Bhakti Charu Maharaj. And he said, I heard that you are very ill and I just wanted to phone you and tell you that I think Srila Prabhupada is very satisfied with your service. And please do some more service. That's all he said. He put the phone back on and the last thing he said, and in 5 days or so, you will smile. I felt so happy. Just by hearing a God brother saying something that was spiritually of high value for me, I derived new strengths. And somehow, the circulation started again, and soon I had enough strength to go alone to the bathroom. But I was curious what made me smile. So in 5 days, a package came from Hong Kong. It was one of these little Casio gimmicks, you know, which can do everything. You can do music on it. You can type in your emails. You can, I mean, it could do everything, even stand on the head. It's one of these cheap Casio. We say in German, Krimskrams. I don't know. Maybe you can hear from the sound, Krimskrams. It is Krimskrams. I would never use it. First of all, I do not know how to use computers. I do not know how to use. I can play violin, but not the what is it? Keyboards. But it meant so much for me that for 10 years I kept this Casio Krimskrams with me wherever I went, because it was a visible sign of devotee encouragement and friendship. And I became healthy quite soon afterwards, and was totally, and I never forgot this. Therefore, when Bhakti Charu Maharaj left us so unexpectedly, I was surprised. I cried for a whole week, and Germans don't cry. Because I still remember the gift he gave me was the gift of friendship. The Harvard University, you will be interested to hear, made a study that is the longest study in the scientific field. It started in 1938, and in the study, the scientists wanted to find out what would make a person truly happy. And in the beginning, the people thought, well, health, if you're healthy, if you are liked by others. Today we would say, if you have good Facebook, if you have good social media. And also some decent amount of wealth, so that you can buy your chapatis, you know, you can eat and do the necessities. But after about 20 years into the study, they found out this is not what makes a person fulfilled. Relationships make a person fulfilled. But not any relationships. This gets now very important. It's not enough to know people. It's not enough to know people who say welcome and au revoir and c'est bien and so on. You need to have relationships to people on which you can count. They are there in good days. In one of the Sanskrit poems, it says, a friend is someone who's there with you in happiness. He's there with you when you are sad. He's there with you when you are liked by others. He is there with you when others say this person is the greatest disappointment. A friend is still on your side. A friend is there when the king calls you into his courtroom and judges you to be guilty. The friend is still there with you. And the friend also walks with you when your dead body is abroad to the crematorium. Yes, thank you. He's there. This is a friendship. This is what makes people fulfilled. My dear devotees, if you have a friend, you can eat everyday pizza, unhealthy pizza, ice cream on top of it, and then super sweet juice with 2 kg of sugar in it, and you will become happy even in your old age. But if you don't have a friend, you can eat the most healthy vegan food. You can shovel in that healthy, what is it called, salad? grown in New Mayapur, but you will be developing illnesses and diseases in your body. Friendships that count have two very important distinctive qualities. And here is where some of us need to know something new. There needs to be a deep bondage, but at the same time, there needs to be, comes a difficult word, but I will say it with a French accent, autonomy. You have this word in French language? You can have to be free. I think this is sometimes not understood in our movements. We expect the members to be totally loyal, to be totally follow everything, do everything. But rarely do we give them the freedom to express themselves without any feeling of, oh, I can't do that. I remember Prabhupada, whom we all loved, that's why we joined, basically, the older generation devotees. He would very often send his devotees, after they had been in temples, away to be autonomous, to develop something on their own. And Krishna, in the Gita, after speaking the whole 18th chapter, tells Arjuna, you have heard everything, now you can ask questions if you have questions, but then do as you wish. Autonomy is so important because only a person who feels free can grow. A person who is always under the instruction cannot grow, because when the person who is instructing him, he doesn't know what to do if that person is not present there. But a person, a devotee who has learned to act on his own and to trust that Krishna will guide him, he will become a powerful devotee. That's why when you are out on, for instance, book distribution, you have to learn to be autonomous. There's no temple president next to you who will tell you what to do when someone steals the book from you, or if someone wants 20 books and you only have 7 left, so you have to figure out how to give him the 20 books. You have your own growth, where you can rely on your own talents, only come when you are autonomous. Do you know these relationships? Maybe our parents are so worried for us, or were so worried for us, and they never allowed us to go out to do things on our own because they were so worried that we would make the wrong thing. People who are under the control, even the loving control of others all the time, they will never grow. They will never learn to trust in Krishna when they make decisions. They will never learn to bring to life all these hidden talents, all these, hidden strengths which are slumbering in them and waiting to be released. To grant someone autonomy is not the strength of spiritual societies which are not yet mature. I want to repeat, to grant autonomy to its followers is not always the strength of missionary societies who need people to do certain things. However, these societies sooner or later will come to understand that only if they have granted autonomy to their followers are the followers strong and self-motivated. No? They have understood something. They stand. You can put a burden on them and they don't run away. Yes. So in a loving relationship with someone, there needs to be both bondage, where you also take care of someone, where you take care of their education, where you give them the right information, where you instruct them, where you make them familiar with the teachings of the Sampradaya. But there needs to be something which almost looks like the opposite. You need to allow them. Now you do and act. They will make mistakes most properly in the beginning, but they will learn and they will become wonderful people. I would like to now make another point. We like quick fixes. We like to have quickly good relationships. But do you know that to have relationships on which you can count is constant investment? It's like having a healthy body. You can't say, today I have eaten enough, now I never need to eat enough, need to eat again. I think our last good meal was Sunday. Yeah, you might have felt Sunday, wow, I really ate a healthy meal. I'm extremely satisfied now. I'm very, very heavy. I don't think I will ever eat again. Sometimes we feel like eating, especially if we eat in good elephant quantities. But if you want to have a healthy, strong body, you will need to eat after one day, or it depends on how much you killed yourself. But you need to eat again. It's a constant thing. Until you are 95 and die, you need to eat every day. Relationships, even good relationships, are not something which you can demand. Oh, I want to have this. You have to be the one who invests in them. You have to be the one who gives time, who gives energy, who gives forgiveness, and so on. And then, after some time, you have a relationship you can absolutely trust and rely on. Relationships are work, and relationships mean you have to constantly invest in them. It doesn't mean that you need to be worried if you are one day not fully present, if you are 2 days not fully present, 3 days, 4 days. No. It's a little bit a train station atmosphere, isn't it? But maybe we are in the dynamic country. Two things. When babies cry, one feels his heart is breaking in 20 pieces. And one only thinks, what can I do to help this suffering soul? And so then we lose all our points. Yes, the relationship, you are not a quick fix. You need to, first of all, invest in them, and then you need to be willing to do it regularly. Yes, 3 days, 4 days, no problem. But 6 days, little problem. 7 days, it gets a little problematic. So I would like to also now make talk about the heart of a good relationship. Those who are medically informed know that the heart has how many chambers? Two? Four. Wonderful. Four chapters. Relationships have also a heart that need, if you want to have spiritual relationships, four areas. First of all, in a relationship, there must be a third person. I know, when there is a man and a woman, and then there is a third person there, this is usually the end of a relationship. It might last, they might hide it for 1 year from each other, but then it has to come out. A third person in a deeply bonding relationship is a problem. When someone says you are my best friend, and you find out he says this to everyone he meets, you are my best friend. You are my best friend. then something they will not trust you so much. Best friend means best friend, and this means not thousand others are the best friends also. But in spiritual relationship, there must be a third person, and that is Krishna, who you love, or to whom you want to develop a relationship. Prabhupada writes about this very beautifully in the prayers of Queen Kunti. I think it's in the first canto, chapter 8, where he says, when two people walk together and talk together, they need the sun. Without the sun, when they walk in darkness, they can't see each other. They may bump into each other, and they cannot have a nice conversation. So in a spiritual relationship, you have to get out of darkness of the material concept of life. You need the Krishna sun to be present. You need to relate to Krishna. You and your friend, you and your community needs to worship Krishna and have Krishna in the center. And that will keep everything together. That's the secret why kirtans or kirtan festivals are just creating such a good harmonious relationship in a temple. Because Krishna is there when he is called. I have told in Goloka Dham that we had a temple in Zurich, a beautiful temple, but there was not enough finances and the devotees were doing what devotees should absolutely avoid, quarreling. When devotees quarrel, it breaks all the Shraddha and all the everything. So it became so bad that there was a group of devotees who said, let's sell the temple. And a few of us god brothers were asked, we discussed, and we gave a recommendation to the temple. We said, sing more and dance more together. That will keep you bonded. So in the beginning, the devotees felt offended by this advice. How insensitive. This doesn't address the problem. But a group of devotees started to meet every Sunday after the Sunday feast, and they chanted. And you will be surprised. In the beginning, there were only a few devotees present. Then more joined. Then it became a hot tip in the yoga scene. In the Hare Krishna temple, Sunday evening, they have these fantastic kirtans. And many outsiders took part. And I cannot tell you the time duration. I think half a year or three quarters of a year. And the devotees started to develop good relationships because there was the third person there, Krishna, in the form of his holy name. And he took care that the devotees could find unity despite their diversity, because everyone worships Krishna. Krishna's in the heart of everyone, at least, yes. So that's in the first chamber of your heart, Krishna. The second chamber of your heart must be filled with devotees, and I would recommend devotees who you feel are people who are a little like-minded. And with these like-minded people who can think a little bit like you think, you should then invest. You should invite them. You should share prasadam. You should reveal your mind and tell them maybe things you would be hesitant to share with everyone. You can ask them questions, and like this, you can also give them gifts. The gift of your time and full attention is most probably one very healing gift you can give to someone. And you will see, when the second heart chamber relationship to devotees is there, you feel very good. However, there are four heart chambers in the great science of relationship. A heart can maybe go in crisis time with two heart chambers, but on the long run, it needs to run with four. The third thing which many devotees forget, especially those who live on the countryside, is compassion towards people who are innocent. Do something to share Krishna consciousness. Maybe when I hear you go out every Saturday from here to, let me try to speak the name of the town, Troyes. See, you know French, very good. Tour. You go there, try to maybe make contact with nice people, get their names of address, write them from here, or send them maybe some prasadam from here, some maha sweets from. Do something to take care of others. Somehow we human beings are caring beings. Do you know that Darwin? Darwin, you have heard. Many people say he is the rascal who propounded the theory only the fittest, who can fight the most, survive. But he didn't say that. What he said is the human beings have evolved in the context of care for each other. If they would have made war all the time, everyone would be killed. No. They have evolved in the context of care. And he says it has been seen that those groups who have the greatest sympathy for each other, they survive. So it's not survival of the fittest, which he said. He said survival of the kindest. Survival of the kindest. There's also a lot of research on that. How neighborhoods who share their potatoes when they when one household runs out of potatoes and other things. They are having the strongest individuals in the neighborhood. So we human beings need to care to be complete. Sometimes devotees feel something is missing, and then they marry. Something is still missing. We thought now we are complete. And then one day the wife says to the husband, I need a... means a child. You are laughing. This is scientific research and practical experience. Yes, human beings need someone to care for. It's in the heart of this big cloud called relationship. There are four heart chambers. That is worship of Krishna, friendship with devotees, caring for others, and finally, that's the last thing, nirapeksha. Nirapeksha is often translated as disregard. But the word disregard means you are already totally nerved and you do like this. That's not good. Disregard, I would say disengagement. You know, engagement. And the other word is disengagement, to not engage, is very important. Also in our community, sometimes we find in our community people who are just so negative. They can't do anything against it. It's a psychological thing. They feel when there's negative things, that is more interesting than positive things. Don't laugh. Newspapers sell with this principle. If they would write all the positive news, that is not interesting. Murder, pedophilia. Why did England really lose against Italy? Rumors. Everything. Of great interest. Yes, this is a good Le Monde means newspaper, no? Le Monde? The world? You say it so beautifully, yes. Yes. That's how they can make so much money. Because many people have this negativity. So a devotee, when he sees negativity, and you can find also in our movement negative people, disengage from them. Let them not stay, let them not, don't give them the heart which constantly thinks about them, worries about them, worries about their next strategy. Take your heart away from these negative people, and after some time they will become peaceful, because the worst thing for someone who is aggressive is disregard. If you just walk away from them, that is these are the four heart chambers, no? Worship of No, 100%. Krishna, friendship with? Yeah, but, and that is an investment. How much? 1 day, 2 days?
Constant.
Then it will, the fruits, so sweet fruits come. And then you don't see it any longer as an investment. You think, it's nice. I can be a friend to this person. Then, what do you do with those who are innocent? compassion and care for them. Share with them the gift of Krishna consciousness in some ways. And what do you do with the envious people, the negative people? Yes, disengage. Yes, wonderful. This is the heart of powerful relationship. If you have this, you will be very strong, very happy. Even if the body is getting old, even if the body is getting tired, like after a kirtan mela, even if there is disappointments and so on, your heart should work on four chambers. I want to now see if there was anything else I wanted to share with you. My dear devotees, there is no reason why we shouldn't find good friends if we keep these few things in mind in the movement. See, in the movement for Krishna consciousness, we have what is called a shared story. Can we have a French translation for this? A shared story. Shared. The same. Yeah. Have all of us are clear what is a shared story? Please say again, Dhananjay, loud, with like really good sound. It's common, no? We go through the same things, we chant the same mantras. Many of us have the same dance steps. Yes, I have seen yesterday. We eat the same recipes. Some of us appreciate the same hairstyle. We chant the same mantras. We have also seen the same hopes and the same disillusionments. Common story. We have seen huge possibility on one hand. We are going to the same pilgrimage places. There are many things which are the same. And I strongly believe if we learn to make these bonding relationships where we are also granting the person autonomy, don't just bind them from morning till evening. Let them, if you love them, let them fly and have their own wings, grow their own wings. Another thing is, we speak the same language. No, we understand when someone says, oh, Maya is heavy. Yes, Prabhu, Maya is heavy. We understand very easy. We understand also things like Sharanagati, surrender more. We understand the story of how it is important to overcome our egos while we are in community. Material communities, they tell you, you need to be strong, you know, you need to make your point, you need to be heard. In spiritual society, we say, sometimes, Prabhuji, you need to surrender. We understand what this means. We understand the value of this value. And therefore, it is easy. It is easy if you understand this one thing. Don't approach a relationship with the question, what does it give me? What is in for me? Approach a relationship with the question, what can I give here? And then all of a sudden, miracles happen. It's almost like a young tree. Don't approach the young tree with a, hey, give me fruits. No, you have to bring the water and water the tree. And in due course of times, a beautiful prune or plum will come, or an apricot or whatever it is. And, yes. My dear devotees, this is a very, very large subject. If Krishna gives me the opportunity to again talk about this, I would like to talk a little bit about unity and diversity, but that is a whole new point which I don't wish to bring. It has to do with autonomy also, but in a different perspective. I have said what I wanted to say. Is there space for some question, Lojanananda Prabhu? Yes, we can. I have seen. Please leave your hands. I've seen you. Your good name. Huh? Richard?
Joel.
Joel, wonderful. Your name?
Fatima.
Fatima. Wonderful. And here's one, Mataji. Gaurangi always has a question. Gaurangi also. But Ahmad, wonderful. Is it coming from the Near East, this name?
It comes from Pakistan.
Yes, wonderful. So there are also, oh my God, I can't remember this. Do you also? So who was the first? Our girl. We have microphone. We have microphone for Jean.
Thank you for the words, Maharaj. My question is in regard to the last chamber you mentioned, the space from negative persons.
Yeah.
In this regard, we many times, and I'm thinking in the position of managers. I'm not a manager, but many times, and we as well are obliged to hear people. Those problems and we all have problems, and as friends, we also have these negative inputs into our life.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we deal with this situation? Sometimes we cannot help them, but we are hearing the negative criticism about other devotees. Oh, they did this, or they are doing like that. It's not something we can actively take part on or change. But we're still hearing, and this hearing is very
religious. Yeah, yeah. This is dealt with in the Vaishnava scriptures. But first of all, we need to distinguish. Is someone only interested in criticism without finding a solution, or if they want a solution, then only my way? That's on one hand. Or is someone just raising a question which needs attention? So I'm speaking about the person who is not raising a question and is maybe putting a constructive criticism. Sometimes criticism is necessary. I'm speaking about the envious. An envious person cannot be corrected because they just appreciate a discord or, you know, disunity. And so on. And with them, we should, if possible, disengage. We should, because the more you take care, the more they become envious. The more you respond to them. It's like giving milk to a snake. It will become only more poisonous. You cannot understand, how is this so? I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to answer the questions, but the more you are with them in one ring, so to say, boxing ring, the more they want to draw blood. That is just the way they are, like boxers. So disengage. It, what you do when someone, now is another thing, criticism. I've heard from Vaishnava scripture, there's one scripture which say, you must say, oh, Prabhu, I have some urgent work to do. Like this. Or when it's a male person, you can say, bathroom, bathroom. You know, the thing is to disengage, because the more you let the fire build up and become strong, it can destroy everything. And the managers, we need to support the managers, because sometimes they cannot walk away. They have to deal with this. But then we need to support the managers by giving them apple juice and orange juice and good words and so on. Hare Krishna. Yes, good. Who was, there were others, the other devotees? Yes, Fatima?
Yeah. Okay,
sorry. Microphone is there, yes.
So I wanted to ask a question about when you talk about our autonomy to take decisions.
Yeah.
I watched a class from Sutapada explaining that there's different levels to take good decisions. Mm-hmm. That the first one was like actually indecision, when we are like impacted by ignorance.
Yeah.
And then we are have like introspection, and then like we can relate to the scriptures, and then the last one was like being in contact with spiritual master and the guidance with them. So my question is, how to balance between our own intuition and our own desire to make decision and service for Krishna, but in the same time trust actually the spiritual masters, and maybe like they know more than us, and because we are, maybe our senses are not controlled enough, and so yeah, how to find the balance between.
Yes, yes, and wonderful, and Sutapa is so, such a wonderful devotee. Invite Sutapa. Yeah, Sutapa is Sutapa. I like Sutapa too much. Very good, very good. See, you need to breathe in and you need to breathe out. Two things. If you only breathe in, that's not good. If you only breathe out, it's also not good. So, yes, you need to learn and ask, and then you need to apply, and you need to do. You will be very surprised. There is one Upanishad for gurus. I mean, gurus means teachers here. And it's really, you find an explanation. What should a teacher aim for when he teaches an audience? And this Upanishad says he should try to give them knowledge so that they can apply it in their lives in an autonomous way. And the example which is given is very convincing. The sun, the source of light. The sun distributes its light throughout the day, and then it gives its light over to the moon. At that time, when the moon has the light, the sun can go somewhere else. And now the moon will shine. So a good teacher, this is how it is explained, trains his disciples so that they can become like moons. They can shine on their own. And even if he gives up the body, the teacher gives up the body, the disciples have been trained in autonomy, and they can do things on their own. So this, all of us are students in Krishna consciousness. Whether we have formal guru relationships or not, we are learning, and the purpose of our learning is that we can stand on our own feet. It doesn't mean that we should stop at that time to learn. No, there are so many things to learn any longer. There are so many things to learn. Fatima, listen now very carefully. You are a young person who can learn. When you are acting on your own, according to the knowledge which you have heard, you will make so many experiences in your life, and the result is that so many hidden talents come. I have seen this, devotees who, for instance, never thought they could do kirtan. Sometimes you say, if you do the kirtan, voice is not working, but I don't know the lines, here's the songbook. And they do, and they sing like frogs the first time. And they lose the rhythm, like drunken frogs. But the next time they sing already a little better. But if they always think, no, I can't sing, they will never discover the hidden talent. I know one devotee who thought he never could cook. Then he started to cook, and now he's known in Germany as Cook Prabhu. Everything. French kitchen, Italian kitchen, continental, Chinese, Bengali, shabji, everything. But he never knew he could. Autonomy gives us the strength to awaken the hidden talents. But at the same time, we should balance, not just breathing out autonomy. You have to also breathe in knowledge, information, learning, and so on. Good. Anyone else? Yes. Sometimes you will be the next. Hamad. Yes. There's microphone for you. You one day should become good singer.
I'm not practicing yet. My question is more of an observation put into a question. I just apologize, it might be a bit long.
Oh.
But in a good way for you to be able to answer back to me in a good way. The question is, like, you talked about relationships and love and compassion. I won't say I'm super experienced, I'm just a kid in a cradle, but what I've understood from life that I had is, like, when you talk about love and relationships, they are beyond insecurities.
Yes.
Which is something that I would really like if you can address this point. Mm-hmm. Because as someone who has this little touch of faith, I believe whenever I try to approach someone who is a religious scholar who has some high authority in this weak religious intellectualism, I guess this sense of insecurity from them, as if they're insecure. But if you're really in love with someone as supreme as Lord himself,
mm-hmm.
where does this insecurity comes from? And then this insecurity leads to what you talked about, Darwinism, survival of the fittest theory, that mm-hmm. to me, I have traveled and I've seen, like, most of the religions, I'm not blaming anyone, but I generally come across religions as being fighting for this survival because of these insecurities. So if you could please address these insecurities.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, Ahmad. Wonderful. This very relevant point you have raised. Yes. everyone in this world suffers from insecurities, because we find out, we are informed that this world is a place of fear, and fear is the result of insecurity. In the third canto of the Bhagavatam, it doesn't matter that you don't, that the scripture may not be known to you, there is a very nice statement that someone who wants to help others must give them the feeling of safety, because only then love can grow. Love cannot grow in an atmosphere of fear or insecurity. There must be security, and true help there. It is. I will say the names for the devotees who know. Kapila Dev says to Kadama Muni, that is true help is to give people a feeling of security. I must tell you very honestly that in my life I got this when I joined the movement for Krishna consciousness. Somehow, I was very young at that time. I was given responsibilities which were a little too much for me. I was asked to translate high intellectual theological texts in your language, or the Bhagavad Gita. I was asked to translate this from English to German. And I was just so new. And the devotee said, "No, you speak German?" I said, "Yes, that's my mother tongue. You just try, and Krishna will give you the intelligence." So I tried, and I translated many books from English to German because of being given that feeling of security or safety. That is what Prabhupada also... Prabhupada is our spiritual master, who you can see here. He used to give that feeling of confidence to devotees, like one scholar, Dr. Thomas Hopkins from America. He said Prabhupada had that ability to give people the feeling that they could do it. Like, he asked someone to print a magazine, and this person had no idea of printing magazines. Maybe he had read one or two magazines in his life, but Prabhupada gave that, and together with giving this order, he gave the strength or the feeling of security, and that is a real loving spiritual authority can do that. I found this in Srila Prabhupada. Oh, I was so young. I couldn't speak English properly because I always was engaged in music in the night. I was not sleeping like other people before becoming a monk. I was using the night in relishing music. I did not learn for the school, and I could not even speak English. I learned all this because I was given that feeling. A child, for instance, in order to grow, you must give him the feeling of safety and security. Anyone needs this feeling. Thank you, Aman. A very good contribution, very useful. Thank you. Yes. I was thinking, this is the next person. Gaurangi, I know. Next one will be you. 100%. No, I know Gaurangi from Parayatra. She's our intellectual Mataji. Yes, please.
Thank you. It's actually a question about relationship outside the community. Because I have to come across a lot of people who are not Russians.
Yes.
And in the beginning, when I joined the movement, I thought I would cut all about Vaishnava and Krishna, etc. But then the circumstances pushed me actually outside into the just normal society.
Yes.
And I was just like trying not to go into any contact.
But didn't work.
Yes, but people. I learned, that Krishna is everywhere and Krishna can manifest himself in normal people.
Yes.
But so, a question. So, you said there is a sort of devotee, friendship with devotees, and to be kind with innocence.
Yeah.
Sometimes devotees can behave like non-devotees, and non-devotees, on the contrary, they manifest a lot of devotion.
Yes, very friendly. Yeah.
And the innocents, who are very innocent and who are the devotees actually, because it's not always clear.
Not always clear.
How to
have this relationship with normal people where it's not so black and white.
No, sometimes I even said, no, I won't listen to classical music because it's not devotional music, and I'm not going to exhibitions because we don't show Krishna. But Krishna can manifest in the talents of any people's.
Yes. And thank you very much. It is a wonderful, also very relevant question. Yeah. I want to tell you a story of Johann Sebastian Bach, the famous composer. He had made music for the piano, and he presented his music to a big gathering of 300 people. On his left side, it was the old times, there was a person who was holding 5 candles, you know, in the chandelier, like this. On the right hand was also a person who was holding the candles so that he could see the notes. And he was playing. It was beautiful. Then he came to a part in the music which was so moving. Tears came. And then he fainted. They took some water. Please try again. So again, played. And then this part came. He felt so enlivened. Again he fainted. By now the audience said, it is very nice. No need to play. You just jump over this part so that you don't faint. And he said, when do you understand? This is not my music. This is given from God. How can I jump over this, throw away? He was very God conscious, very God conscious musician. And so are others. Still, if we want to learn about Krishna, it is good if we hear bhajans and kirtans. If we want to learn about the playful aspect of God in Vrindavan, it's necessary to come and sing for Kirtan Mela like you did. When we have done this, and when we do this again and again, yes, then we will be able to appreciate Krishna also in Johann Sebastian Bach. But if we don't do that, we will never learn about this wonderful, playful, loving aspect of God, and not just the majestic aspect which Johann Sebastian Bach was knowing about. Now, you also, I agree with you, living in this world, try to, you know, you have chosen a path, try to progress on the path of Krishna consciousness by learning specifically about Krishna. And then as you go through the world, you will be able to recognize Krishna everywhere. I saw Prabhupada. He would go through parks. He would comment on practically everything which he saw from the Krishna conscious perspective. And just to give you an example, we were walking in Amsterdam with Srila Prabhupada, and then there was a little bird in a nest, and he wanted to fly, but he was really afraid. He went, looked, oh, oh. He was not courageous. So, no courage. So Prabhupada stood before the tree where there was this bird in the nest, and he somehow made encouraging sounds. Come on, come on, no problem, you know. And the little bird looked, and then he got courage, and he just threw himself into the air. And somehow, it was not very elegant. He was not flying like, landing like Air France. But he somehow landed. And Prabhupada asked the devotees, how does he know how to fly? Flying is a complicated operation, asked the pilot in the Air France. They need to really study a lot. How does he know to fly? Well, how does he know to fly? I was there, but I usually say the wrong thing, so I kept silence. And then one devotee said, Prabhupada, instinct. Oh. This was not good. Prabhupada said, this is what the scientists say. They do not know. How does he know how to fly? It's the first time, apparently. We didn't know. So Prabhupada said, Super Soul, it's the Lord in the heart who gives knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. That's how he knows how to fly. Anything what Prabhupada saw, Prabhupada would be driven, imagine this, in Sydney, through the roads of, you know, the red light district, where the people go in the night to enjoy drink and partying and other things. Prabhupada was looking out of the window and he started to cry. And the driver is driving. And says, you know, you don't look when someone cries. Do not embarrass them. So he brought Prabhupada to the place where he would stay, and he just jumped out and opened the door and had Prabhupada. And the next morning he said to someone, some secretary or servant. Prabhupada cried in the car, and I didn't know what to do. Should I have stopped maybe and brought some tissue paper or you know, what do I do? He cried, yeah, the whole time when we were going through home. And so the secretary asked Prabhupada, you cried yesterday? Prabhupada did not wish to speak in the beginning, but then he said, yes, I was thinking about these people. They're trying to enjoy, but that is not enjoyment. Enjoyment is only when you have love for Krishna. Bang. Prabhupada saw everything in relationship to Krishna, and that is the Krishna's teaching in the Gita. He says, one who sees me everywhere and everything in me, such a person is never lost to me, nor am I ever lost to that person. But to come to that level, it is good to purify the heart, and so on. Stay on your path and appreciate all the other paths, the truth in all the other paths, I would say. Yes, and about, you know, having association, it's not so bad. You just need, when you have association with the non-devotees, you just need to know the difference between taking association, where you let it all in, or either shutting your doors and just being polite and say bonjour when you see them, you know, and au revoir when you go away, or if you don't want to act, or you give association. Sometimes you will find out that people are very charmed when you share Krishna consciousness with them in the way they can understand. Very charmed. They would say, thank you so much that you talked to me. C'est un grand plaisir. They would say like this. Good. So, Gaurangi, what is your question? Mike. Yes, Mike. First Mike.
Okay, Maharaj. Could you speak of the dangers of abusing, misusing internet when you don't, you're not happy, you don't agree, or you get a grudge, and you send messages all over the world to people who don't even know what's going on. And it's been happening, lots of havoc, it's happening right now. And some even vicious attacks. I mean, it's really dangerous. And the worst thing is when some Islam leaders get into it, you know. They just listen, you know. So it's a big problem. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, what do you do? First of all, you need to understand what is going on. This is the age of quarrel. It is perfectly in harmony with Kali Yuga. It has to be like this. And if it would be different, it wouldn't be Kali Yuga. This is also an age, you know, which is there. So I would say, if you can't do anything against it by putting right information there, then disengage. Don't even read it. It is not good for you. I once talked to His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj about this, and he had a. He said the only way to counteract this quarrel, constant quarrel of the age of Kali, and the internet. Internet is sometimes the quarrel net, you know. The only way is to put a lot of Krishna conscious positive information in there that will vibrate on the keyboards or in the thing. There is no great benefit of engaging with those who like this sport of slander. It will only become bigger You put Krishna conscious information there. That's the only best thing. So one after the other says goodbye, even the film producer says goodbye. Hare Krishna. I'm joking, some joke. We Vasudev and me, we went on Padayatra, and we are brothers of the dust. We can joke with each other. 1987. 1987, when we were young, and we had, yes, no gray hair. All right, my dear devotees, it's now 10 minutes to 9. What should we do? One last question. Yes. We will give you the microphone. Please freely go, Vasudev. You have appointments, and please, it was just amongst friends, some humor, some humor. Yes. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the class. I was just wondering, it's maybe a bit particular question to New Mayapur, but it's very nice in the summer because we have lots of people and everyone's happy. And then it's like birds migrating.
Yeah.
And then in the winter, there's not so many people. And you said it's nice to interact with like-minded people. And sometimes there's not really like-minded people around.
And then you also migrate.
It's a question because sometimes I also have to do some services where I can't disclose everything or speak with devotees. And it's quite hard to to relate to anyone. You're thinking, should I say like this, maybe like that, maybe this is not good to say. How do you navigate all this?
Yes, thank you very much. That's a very relevant question, taken from life itself, yeah. We have a project in Germany, Goloka Dham. It is not as big and beautiful as this, but it is also very beautiful. And in the winter, same problem. The birds are migrating because it is dark and it is cold and so on. At the same time, we need devotees to keep on the worship so that there is another summer where many can come. And I would say, try to pray to the deities and ask them, my dear Lord, I like this place very much and I want to contribute to this place with my energy and so on. But please give me this strong sense of mission. When you have a strong sense of mission, you will see you act beyond your capacity. And then at that moment, empowerment comes and everything is possible, even to stay in the cold winter in New Mayapur. So if you find that this is valuable, then you should see this is my mission and you should even act in an area which you usually would hesitate to act. You give a sacrifice. And at that moment, Krishna says, this person is a real devotee and gives you what is called his Shakti. This is the secret of Krishna consciousness. You act beyond your capacities and without hesitation, and the Lord empowers you. And then everything is possible. Another answer is, I was talking a little bit with the devotees, with Chanananda Maharaj, with Lord Chanananda and his wife. You know, and they have very, very good vision to spread the offer that New Mayapur is offering in France. They have many ideas to build up a center that is place that is visited throughout the year. No? They want to spread Krishna consciousness. So please educate yourself, I mean, find out about this mission and then help. We need young people like anything. And you will see, it's so amazing when you act for Krishna beyond your comfort zone. No, I don't migrate. I continue my service. And then another energy comes and you don't even notice it's winter. My dear devotees, I will end here. I thank you so very much. Yes, some of us had to have appointments. They have to leave, but you were such an attentive audience. I will also use this opportunity to say goodbye to all of you. I wish you all the best. I was the most happy man in the universe staying here, hearing Agnidev Prabhu's kirtans, talking with Janananda Maharaj about life important subjects which one can discuss with such exalted Vaishnav. I was so happy to see the beautiful deities, and I was most happy, maybe most, but I can't say if most, but I was also very happy to see that this is has a very holy atmosphere. You may live here every day and say, holy, where do you see holy things here? Many places, the altar, Prabhupada's room, but also the overall atmosphere is very, very pervaded with Prabhupada's amazing Shakti. Amazing, amazing. So it was a miracle for me to be here. I was one time here when Prabhupada was there, and we were sitting out there where the trees are and listening to him. I don't remember so much what he said because I was so tired. But but it didn't matter. You felt good in Prabhupada's association, no matter what was your own condition. It was very nice. But another lecture I don't remember very much. So I wish you all the good, the best, and also the devotees who are guests here, please consider to come back again and again. I heard we have excellent rooms in the guest house. You can also sometimes just make a pilgrimage like this. Spread the good news to your friends that they should come. I hear the next festival is also there, Balaram's appearance day. And please stay in contact. No? So all the best. And Srila Prabhupada, oh, yes, Jan, 1 second. Jan, microphone.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, for coming and sharing with all of us the mercy that Prabhupada has given you. And I'm sure all the devotees have many things to say. Unfortunately, time isn't allowed. Just a little tiny addition to the Duras point. We have one devotee just arrived, his name is Rupanuga, and he's expert at fixing boilers, wood stove boilers, etc. So we have a brand new high-tech wood stove burner. And we are told by higher authorities that this will actually heat the castle, the chateau, during the winter very effectively. So, we are hoping that this winter we will not have the, it was interesting experiences, but we hope to have a more stable experience this coming winter. Maybe that will attract devotees to stay or come a little more. So you may have seen trench over there in the front building.
Oh, yeah.
As far as this is the structure, it's going to be connected to the boilers, and Krishna will work. That might be one of those thing to stop the birds migrating. Yeah, they migrate from other places to here during the winter. Yeah. And we'd like to invite you to come whenever you can.
If it's a warm place, I will always migrate. Winter is...
We have to make it special. The special devotees, you make it special. Please come.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Jai. Maharaj ki.
Jai.
Shishi Gornitai ki.
Jai.
Shishi Krishnaram ki.
Jai.
Shishi Radha. Govinda Madhava ki,
Gam
ki, Shri Prabhupada ki,
Harinama
Sankirtanam ki,
Gaura
Premanandi, all glories to the assembly.